So the big question is this: how can you get from point A, living a life of constant struggle, going through the motions as if you're just breathing to death, thinking that this is as good as my life will ever get, to point C, where you are living the life that you dream about, living life on your terms, full of quality health and happiness, where you have reached your true potential? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield, and welcome to Your One Lifestyle. All right, what is up, my One Lifestyle family? Austin Blanchfield coming at you with podcast episode, number 33, I want to say. Yeah, 33, this is awesome. This is so great. So last episode, I talked a lot about the different stress techniques, different stress management tools, resources, just a little bit of a guide for you that you can be able to utilize if you want some more insight and some specific direction within that. Simply go to my website, onelifestyle.com, or my name, austinblanchfield.com. It'll take you to the same exact place. And there you can sign up for a free custom strategy session with me, 60 minutes, where we can take control of your stress, your health, your life, to be able to manage it, eliminate it, so that it isn't holding you back from the life you were designed to live. That's what I'm all about, is being able to be there with you, coach you through that process, because having a coach, having a mentorship with the different health issues you've got going on, or the stress that's going on in your life that's weighing you down, that's literally holding you back from living the life you were designed to live, the life you deserve to live, the life that you want to live, the life that God intended us to live, is so crucial, so important to be able to live that. We all want that. And so that's what I'm here for, is to be able to help you through that. So if you want more insight on that, like I said, be sure to go to onelifestyle.com or austinblanchfield.com. Super simple. Sign up for a 60-minute custom free strategy session. Okay. So on that note, with this podcast episode, I've been talking a lot about this concept with multiple people this week, and I want to be able to bring it a little bit more into light, because it is so important when it comes to managing and controlling your stress and knowing that everyone has a stress response. But that stress response might look different for me. It might look different for you. Actually, it most likely is different for you. It's different for me. And how we can, in a sense, be able to monitor that, why our bodies go through certain health issues, why I experience ulcerative colitis, and why you may be experiencing certain symptoms going on with your health, and just the main reason why. So what I want to talk about is this concept called the GAP. All right. So GAP. What it stands for is genetic adaptive potential. And I learned this a while back within my research, within chiropractic, within health, within stress, is we all have what's called the genetic adaptive potential, or the GAP. And it is what our bodies experience with stress, like related to stress. So if you all just take, for instance, we have this boundaries. We have two lines of boundaries. So we have these boundaries here, and we experience everyday stress within our normal limits, our normal boundaries. And our body's able to adapt really well within that GAP. Okay, as long as that stress stays within the GAP, within those set boundaries, those set lines that your body can handle, you'll be fine. You won't experience any sort of issues, just normal day-to-day stress. Like, it's okay. Your body can adapt. We were made to adapt. We are adaptable beings, all right? The problem is we weren't made to adapt to long-term stress. Our bodies can handle short-term stress. So if we experience a lot of stress that goes outside of our gap, outside of those set boundaries, where it peaks over, your body can easily adapt as long as it's short-term stress. But if you constantly stress your body where it's going over the gap, that genetic adaptive potential, the limits of your body and what it can handle, if you're going over that consistently, long-term, that's when your body starts letting you know. It gives you symptoms, it gives you signs, it gives you signals to let you know that, hey, you need to slow down, you need to take care of this stress that's going on in your life. And when I mean stress, there's thoughts, traumas, and toxins. So stress, there's different types of stressors that can affect your body. And your body gives you symptoms, gives you signs to let you know that, hey, you need to help me out. You need to take care of me. Otherwise, you're going to crash and burn. And so what happens is when you're experiencing that stress, that long-term stress, and it's going above and beyond what your body can handle, the genetic adaptive potential, what happens is your gap now narrows. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller because your body is trying to protect you. So things that you used to handle, the stress that you used to be able to manage, the foods that you used to be able to eat, now affect you because your gap is smaller. Are you listening to this? Like, do you get this? Do you understand this? So when you experience long-term stress, what your body can normally adapt to gets smaller and smaller and smaller and narrower and narrower and narrower to where your body can't handle certain things that it used to be able to handle. So for instance, to give you an example with me, when I start to experience more stress than normal, because my body now is more sensitive to stress. It gets more sensitive to stress when I'm in a flare-up because I'm currently in a flare-up right now. What happens is when I start to stress beyond the genetic adaptive potential, whether that's certain foods that I eat, certain thoughts that are going through my mind, or if I go through some sort of physical trauma, then what my body does, the stress response for me is ulcerative colitis. So bleeding, going to the bathroom a lot, like that's its way of saying you need to slow down, you need to help yourself out, eliminate stress and take control of it, manage it so that you don't crash and burn. It's my body's ulcerative colitis is my body's protective mechanism. That's all it is. Okay, this whole like disease thing and saying like doctors saying I'm going to live with it for the rest of my life, I'm going to be on medications for the rest of my life, bull crap. Don't label me like that. Like, I hate how like people are labels. That's a whole nother podcast and a whole nother soapbox there. But anyways, that's just my body and its stress response. When I stress my body too much, it gives me a warning sign. And it kind of sucks, but you know what? It's just the way it is. If I stress my body too much, then it gives me symptoms of ulcerative colitis. And so what happens is if I don't catch that stress soon enough, my gap, my genetic adaptive potential starts to narrow and narrow and narrow, and different things like little stresses or even certain types of food that should be okay to eat, my body can't handle. So really what the whole point of this is with this genetic adaptive potential, be able to catch your stress soon. Listen to your body, respond to your body when it is talking to you and giving you signs, giving you symptoms, giving you signals, these warning signs. Acknowledge them and be able to figure out not just how to turn that signal off with some sort of medication, drug or suppressing it, masking it with any medication or drugs, but be able to listen and take care of it at the root cause. The root cause is eliminate as much stress as possible. Take control of your stress by looking at the five components of health so that you can truly live a wellness lifestyle, so you don't have to ever experience any sort of negative health issue ever again. Okay. So that is my whole point with this podcast today, to give you an extreme example of when I first was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. What had happened was I stressed my body so much that it got to the point to where I was on all sorts of medications when I first was diagnosed, on a lot of different medications. I wasn't getting any sleep. I was still eating foods. I was trying to eat healthy, healing foods like different vegetables and stuff. But because my body was so stressed that even healthy foods were causing it more stress, because my gap, my adaptive potential was so narrow. It got to the point to where right before I was hospitalized, every 15 minutes, I was literally going to the bathroom, nothing but blood, every 15 minutes. And I was trying to drink water and my body couldn't even handle water. I was literally throwing up water because my body was so stressed. It was rejecting anything and everything because my potential, that gap, the genetic adaptive potential, was so narrow that it didn't want anything. It was doing anything and everything that it can to be able to just reject everything and to get me crisis care, because I was at a point to where I was 130 pounds, you know, at 6'2", when I'm normally 160, 165. And I was going to the bathroom every 15 minutes, just nothing but blood, and then vomiting water. So that's just an extreme example of just the situation with genetic adaptive potential and what your body does as far as the stress response. And it's really a defense mechanism to when you don't, it's interesting, when you don't listen, it's going to hit you back harder. And if you keep not listening, it's going to hit you back even harder and harder and harder and make things worse. And then you get yourself so far down, you're like in a rut, you're stuck. And it's much harder when you don't listen soon enough. It's much harder to get yourself out of those negative health situations because your gap is so narrow. So a lot of value. I know a lot. I went over quite a bit on this podcast. It was a little bit longer than most of my podcasts. So if you have any sort of questions about what's going on in your life, the stress that's going on in your life, the health issues that you are experiencing, please, 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 please do yourself a family or do yourself a favor, do your family a favor, and reach out to me. Just reach out to me. Just ask questions. I'm here for you. I'm here to be able to help you. I'm here to be able to guide you. My biggest passion is because what I've been through, I feel that I'm called to be able to help people not ever experience that. And it doesn't necessarily have to specifically be ulcerative colitis or bowel issues, but it's just your stress response. Your stress response can be anything and everything. So reach out to me. I am here for you. It's what I am passionate to do, what I feel called to do, what I feel God has placed on my heart to be able to mentor you. So if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. I want you to subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and I will catch you on the next podcast episode. All right. Have a fantastic rest of your week. A fantastic rest of your day, morning, afternoon, night, wherever it is in your life right now, all right? I love you, and yeah, catch you on the next episode, okay? You are awesome. You know that? I just want to thank you for being on this episode to Living Your One Lifestyle. And remember, you're just one lifestyle away. You are just one step from living life on your terms, from living the life that you dream about, full of quality health, full of happiness. Go to onelifestyle.com. That's W-O-N lifestyle.com to get started today. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time.